This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, and of course, you can bring up anything that you want. Just dial in toll-free to join us here at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype. Skype username here is lrn.fm. And the studio hosts are a little bit different here tonight. It's Melanie and I. Hey, Melanie.
Hey.
As normal on Monday nights, but Mark has morphed into a much more beautiful version. Hey, Michelle.
Hi, Ian.
You're back.
I'm back. But in the saddle again.
For how long? We don't know, but at the very least, we have you for one night, which is nice. Michelle Seven, for listeners who are new to the show, it's been a while since you've been on the air on Free Talk Live. I think we had you on from some Bitcoin conferences over the last few years, right?
Yes, and also when I was at Occupy Wall Street.
Well, that would have been before you left New Hampshire, right?
I guess it was. Oh, right. It was right before.
You left New Hampshire in what, 2013, I'm thinking?
I think it was 2012.
That long ago?
Yeah.
No, it couldn't have been. You were here. Weren't you here for the Derek Jays premiere? Weren't you here for that?
I think I came up for it.
Oh, okay. Well, but, yeah. It has been that long.
It's been a long time.
Half a decade.
Yeah.
Michelle Seven was a regular co-host here on Free Talk Live. You were an early...
Not a normal co-host, but a regular one.
Right. Meaning you were on regularly, like once a week, mm-hmm. typically. And you were an early mover for the Free State Project.
Yes.
You you lived here for a while. You got you were backing us up on a lot of the activism that happened here. You got into some situations yourself, and then you took off. And you kind of hit the road for a while.
I did. Well, I have three kids.
Yeah,
and
they're all grown up now, right?
Yes, they were all teenagers when I came. And
right, they were all living with you when you moved, and then
correct.
Slowly they moved
yes.
out.
And so I moved down to New Jersey because I guess I hadn't felt like I'd punished myself enough
right.
in my life.
You went to the 46th least free state from the number one most free state.
Right. And I continued... where I got arrested there as well. And
did you really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I did get my three of my convictions appealed in a court, and they just spanked the judge really bad. But then 3 days later, I got cited for the exact same things and had to go to court.
Do you
want to
talk about it?
Judge.
What was the arrest for?
I actually called in. Like, I talked yeah. to you guys way back then.
Refresh my memory. And for those who didn't listen back then, because we always have new listeners.
Yeah. So I've done...
people are hearing you for the first time, some of them. Tonight.
Hello, people yeah. who are hearing me for the first time. So when I was here in New Hampshire, what I got in trouble for or went to jail for was failure to register my vehicles. And I did have insurance and was always licensed, but I didn't register my truck or my boat or my cars and motorcycle, and ended up getting picked up for those kinds of things. But of course, it wasn't until I kind of not instigated things, but I was confrontational with the police officer who was just, he's the one that lists, you know which one I'm talking about.
I don't know offhand.
Yeah, he talks like this. And he can't say his R's. That's it. He can't say his R's. But anyway.
That's a New England thing, though, right? They can't say R's.
I think he just laughs.
Oh,
yeah. So anyway, so I had, I went ahead and I registered my vehicles through another option that I discovered was available to people. And when I moved to New Jersey, thought, oh, I'm in the clear. I'm no longer doing activism for tax resisting. I'm no longer doing activism for this or that. And I just took a picture of a cop.
Oh, yeah, no, you can't do that.
Not in Jersey.
He was in the middle of the road blocking traffic yeah. and... Yeah.
Did you like get out of your car and take a picture of him, or how did you take a picture of him?
I was stopped because yeah. the traffic, he literally was in the way of traffic on this really small street. So it was very easy for me to just snap a picture of him.
Yeah.
And he claimed he saw me do it, and he claimed that I was operating my vehicle while using a cell phone device. And then it became, oh, I didn't have the proper registration because my card to register my vehicle was a 4x6, not an 8x12 or whatever, something mm-hmm. silly. And, so that was...
So did you go to... What was the punishment for that? You got convicted?
Got convicted, and I appealed it. Mm-hmm. And it took, like, 2 years to finally get an appeal.
Did you hire an attorney for the
appeal? No, I did it all myself.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And the judge in the Supreme Court was horrified that the person who showed up to defend the state, he wasn't prepared, and he was laughing at me and saying how silly this all was, and he was being really snide, and the judge just hammered him. It was great. And said that the judge had completely abused me and was rude and was an embarrassment. And Judge Himmel. And same Himmelman, I think. And same judge who had been rude was rude to me 3 days later.
Surprise.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
He reminded me of Judge Burke, actually.
Judge Burke and I get along pretty well now.
Really?
Yeah, I saw him the other day at the Vietnamese food truck. He was buying some dinner for presumably him and his wife or
was
something.
Was he paying
like that
for it in Bitcoin?
I meant to ask him that, but I didn't. I should have had that conversation with him. But I did get up and say hello to him. And, you know, every time I see him on the streets, he is super nice. Like, he is just the nicest guy.
Well, they're trying not to, you know, get attacked.
They don't want to get killed.
They don't have that security when they're walking standing in line at Walmart. I mean, at court, they have special parking. In a lot of cases, they, you know, have parking underground. They have security. They're allowed to bring a gun in the courtroom.
He used to have.
But
back
like
when,
just
back when Michelle was here, when the Derek Jay's victimless crime spree days were happening, the court used to be in the city hall. So the court building that we have now in Keene is new. That was built in like 2013 or 2012 or something like that, probably right around the time mm-hmm. when you were leaving. So they have like a fancy real courthouse now with what you're talking about, with the restricted parking and everything. But it used to be that Judge Burke would just have to park with everybody else in the city lot, and he'd have to actually walk in through the back door, which anybody else could walk in. And so you could stand
terrible.
There. Right, he'd have to walk by, you know, us normals or whatever mm-hmm. when he would come in. And so that's one of the scenes in Derek Jay's victimless crime spree is Judge Burke walks in the back door and a demo is down there and he wants to talk to the judge. He wants to ask him some questions about Pete and Bo, who I believe were arrested for wearing hats in court, or maybe it was one or the other, but one of them was arrested for that. And he had some questions about that, and he just starts asking the judge questions as he's going up the stairs, because he can't get in any way, you know, there's no other way for him to get into the courtroom. And that's when the judge had him arrested and charged with, like, felony improper influence on a judge. Ultimately, the charges were dropped, but he spent several days in jail just kind of on a, you know,
that was it. There were a lot of us going to jail at the time. Pete and Ademo were staying with me out in Dublin mm-hmm. when we came for when Pete had we had all gone to court for something. I think it was for you, and that's when Pete was wearing his hat and he got arrested.
Could be.
Yeah, and then Ademo and I went back a few days later to see his for his arraignment or whatever, mm-hmm. and they had him on camera. And do you remember how much I used to be able to get away with? Like, I was passing out pancakes to people.
Pancakes?
Yeah, I gave pancakes because it was really early.
Uh-huh.
I remember they let me go up in the front and film. And
I don't remember any of it.
Yeah, so I got like I got this really special treatment for some reason. And
well, you are.
We get special treatment for a very well-known reason.
Because you're a woman?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, Meg didn't get the same.
No.
No, she didn't.
So, the toll-free number here, by the way, we are doing a talk show. We've got stuff that we can talk about here tonight, but it's fun to catch up.
Yes.
And for listeners that that don't know you, they can get to know you a little bit. And for listeners that that do know who you are, I'm sure they're elated or maybe angry. Maybe some of them don't like you. I don't know.
I hope the ones that don't like me call.
Well, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. So you left New Hampshire. You kind of became Bitcoin Bell for a while after that. That was your next, it seemed like your next project.
Yes, that was my next project.
Where you kind of made the rounds to all the different Bitcoin conventions, and you had a Twitter account. And
until Twitter suspended it indefinitely.
Oh, my. You must have been doing something right then.
Thank cute. You're the first person to say that. I appreciate that, Ian.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. So coming up, we can talk about a lot of stuff. Apparently, people are now eating their own pets in Venezuela. There's more on the way here. This is Free Talk Live.
Called it elephant skin. It was rough, wrinkly, like a Brillo pad.
His hair was falling out in clumps.
Petey stopped eating and all his hair fell out.
Our golden retriever, Sundance, he scratched incessantly. There was hair all over.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Within 2 weeks, the shedding slowed down to almost none. The scratching went away after a few days, and Sundance's coat was starting to get shiny and glossy.
It's a 180 turnaround. His skin has cleared up. He's not in pain.
If your dog has shedding, dry skin, excessive scratching due to Dynavite,
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at dash.org.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype. So Skype on in here, Skype username, lrn.fm. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by Dash. It is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, it can be private and easy, fees are low, and transactions are quick and can be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies on the dollar with Dash, unlike Bitcoin, which today I actually... Normally, I'm like a pretty big Bitcoin advocate, but it's getting harder and harder to advocate Bitcoin when I went to buy a $2.50 iced tea at a local bar that accepts Bitcoin here today. The fee to purchase that iced tea was going to cost me $3.48 worth of Bitcoin, so it just doesn't make sense. But Dash doesn't have that problem. Dash is decentralized. It's run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. So join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today and find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. Go to Dash.org to find out why. It's Ian, Melanie, and Michelle Seven in the studio here tonight. Let's go to Steve. He's in New Hampshire. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Good evening. How are you?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I had a lot of questions, and I was hoping that you guys could maybe answer some of them.
We can try.
I recently moved to New Hampshire, and I moved. I was interested in this free state movement where they claim there was more liberty here. Mm-hmm. Than any other state, and I heard you guys talking about that tonight, so I thought I'd call in. Things I've experienced here in New Hampshire really would indicate that this is the least free state in the nation. I moved from Michigan, and there, you know, I didn't like a lot of the bureaucracy stuff of having to have auto insurance, things mm-hmm. like that. And, you know, I heard that here you don't have to have it.
But no, but it's still a good idea to have it. I mean,
and it's a lot cheaper than the states where you do have to have it. Mine went from 70 to 20, so.
Yeah, mine went down significantly from Florida to here.
Well, here's the thing, though. In Michigan, my auto insurance was going to be around $700 a year for what they call PL&PD, which would be 2040, which would cover, I believe it was $20,000. To $40,000 on liabilities. But anyways, that $700 a year that I was mandatory to pay went towards a cause. You know, if I got in an accident, I was covered. And what I've seen here is we bought some cars at an auction. One of them was an expensive Jeep. And there was nothing wrong with the thing. We took it in to get it inspected with a Cadillac that we bought, which had an engine light, which was just an EVAP code. And this crooked-ass repair shop, which is pretty well known around this part, the manager told me that I needed a $100 repair on the Cadillac, and the whole rear end had to be dropped.
Oh, no.
Well, I took that information and went to someone that was a mechanic, that was a friend.
Yep.
And even though this repair guy was saying it would take 7 or 6 hours or something to do it, this guy fixed the thing in like 10 minutes and told me that the repair guy was lying.
So let me see if I'm following you here. You're saying because you found a dishonest business person, that means that New Hampshire is less free?
Well, what I'm getting at here, okay, if you let me finish, you know, there was this repair that was projected to cost $700, which I got done a lot cheaper.
Okay.
All in all, both vehicles, they charged me over $1,000 to fix them. They fixed things that weren't required.
Hold on, let me see if I'm following what you're saying here. You're saying the person who was more honest fixed things that weren't required, or the person who was not honest?
No, I ended up getting things fixed at that shop because I got suckered into paying the inspection fee, and it's like either pay that and lose that money or let them fix it.
Okay.
They had quoted me like $750 on the two vehicles to fix some tires.
I mean, are you driving at, we don't need to get all the details, but are you driving at the idea that New Hampshire has inspections and that's a bad thing? Because if so, I agree with you. I mean, New Hampshire isn't
perfect. Yeah, it's a bad thing because they rip you off. They're dishonest because they know that you have to get the inspections.
But that's true.
What I'm getting at is,
unless, of course, you have your car registered in another state.
Let me finish. I paid almost double by the time it was over with.
Yeah.
to get these damn inspections done
right.
just so I could drive for like
That's frustrating.
5 months.
Inspections suck, so, no doubt about it. No doubt.
Yeah, and see, if I was in Michigan, so, I keep insurance, and I'm at least.
So why don't you go back? I mean, it sounds like maybe, you know, you're really bothered by this. I mean, the fact that New Hampshire overall is the number one most free state, according to the Freedom in the 50 States study that came out this year, and it's been
okay,
in the
well,
top
let me,
four
let me,
since then. Michigan is ranked at number 24.
Another question.
Well, no, hold on one moment here. We can respond to what you've said first.
Can
go ahead,
I ask
Michelle.
A question? Yeah, so where were you in Michigan?
I was in Coldwater, Michigan, down by the Indiana-Ohio borders.
So not near Flint?
No, not near Flint.
Uh-huh, where they have a major water crisis.
Yeah, they've got a water crisis there.
And not in Detroit, where the state has stopped providing emergency and utility provisions for people who are no longer paying.
No, I didn't live there. Our city was actually pretty clean and not a big drug habit, unlike New Hampshire, the drug capital of the United States when it comes to heroin.
I'm curious as to where I'm pretty confident in my analysis or my opinion of Flint and Detroit. I have never heard that New Hampshire has is the highest per capita in heroin drug users.
I've heard that it's up there. I don't know if it's number one, but
yeah,
it's definitely
even
it's
your
up there.
President Donald Trump.
He's not my president.
A drug den.
He's not my president.
Donald Trump gets on Twitter and says things like that. That yeah.
Okay,
unless you have an actual stat.
On track, I have a couple
but
more questions.
But what is it about
you.
New Hampshire that you say is so unfree? I mean, so far you've given
sounds
us
like you just want to be argumentative.
Car inspections. Okay, I agree with you. Car inspections are bad.
If you'll let me finish.
Well, we don't have all night. We don't have all night.
Okay,
so go
well,
ahead.
Then let me finish, and we'll go through this. Okay, so we've
you're
got
not going to finish. You're just going to have to get to your next point.
These inspections and these repairs that weren't necessary.
Yeah.
On top of that, you've got the sales taxes of 9% for
sorry, bro.
Food
you're talking about the food
you
tax.
Like a hotel
you're talking about the food. You're talking. Right.
And that's restaurant. It's not food. So
yeah.
If you go to the grocery store, there's no sales tax.
Yeah, you're talking about the prepared.
But everybody in the internet doesn't know what you mean, so
right.
We got to clarify.
So yeah, we got to clarify when you misstate things, and it is a misstatement to claim there's a sales tax in New Hampshire.
Okay.
There's a prepared foods tax.
Another thing.
Did you think
I'll
for a moment, Steve? Just hold on before you go on here, because you just keep on going.
Do they not have sales tax on food in Michigan,
it may be lower. I mean, 9% is a pretty high like food tax. Even Massachusetts doesn't have as high of a like an eating out tax. I think it's only like 5% in Massachusetts.
Tennessee, I believe, is 10% service tax.
Yeah, so we're going to continue here in moments.
Don't eat out.
Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. I guess I do want to hear what other complaints Steve has, because certainly New Hampshire isn't perfect. I mean, what did this guy think, that there were no taxes whatsoever, that the government didn't exist here? That this wasn't a project, that the idea of ending the state was just going to be something you could, like, snap your fingers?
I'm curious as to what he's brought in terms of freedom to this place.
Good question. Free Talk Live. We're coming up.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You may join us on the radio. If you want and take control of the airwaves, you can bring up anything that's on your mind with you tonight. It's Ian,
Melanie,
and Michelle.
So you can take control of the airwaves online over at freetalklive.com in a way by creating the content that you'll find right there on the front page of the website. It is a Reddit-based front page, so you can submit different items to the page, and then other listeners can vote whether they like or dislike what it is that you've submitted. So head on over there and get interactive over at freetalklive.com. And like the rest of the site, it is completely free. So we're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts here. We got Steve on the line in New Hampshire. He sounds like he is a little butthurt over some of the things that he's encountered here in New Hampshire. It turns out that New Hampshire isn't a completely freedom-oriented place. There's still a state government here. And guess what? That state government does what other state governments do, which is, you know, taxes and regulates and controls and jails and charges and courts and all of that crap that, you know, we want to see changed. We want to, the reason why Melanie and I, we've moved here. Michelle, you did at one time. You've moved away, but it wasn't necessarily because you thought there was no freedom in New Hampshire. You had your own journey that, you know, you were on.
I have not lived in a place longer than 2 years ever in my entire life.
You're one of those floaters, huh?
I'm
a butterfly.
Yeah, I'm a butterfly. I am.
Flitting about on the
wind. The world's a big place, yeah. And I like to spread, you know, my germs everywhere. But
every now and then you'll hear somebody like Steve, who's got a real...
Disgruntled.
Like, yeah, real upset or whatever. And I just, you know, I don't understand it, Steve. You said you had more you wanted to share, so I wanted to hear what it was. But Michelle,
can I
you had
interrupt
something.
You, yep. Ladies first here. So you did make a point of saying that this is the Free State Project. And that, from 2004 when I first started hearing about this, in 2006 when I voted, in 2010 when I moved here, it was really clear to me that a project meant that I was going to be actively involved.
Yeah, sure.
And I was a single mom. I had three kids. I still have three kids, but I was homeschooling. Like, I was busy. I was still involved. So it's really about what you bring here, and that's what Steve. I would love to hear what special talents or skills or activism you've brought from Michigan, your home state, here to New Hampshire.
Okay. Well, on that point right there, I guess we should go to Porkfest. Okay. I visited Porkfest shortly after coming to the free state, quote unquote.
No, it's not a free state. And, it's New Hampshire.
Anyway,
you're talking about the Free State Project, which is a different
thing.
Very
disappointing to me with the Pork Fest was, one, you know, it was like $180 for two people to go. And I didn't think the speakers were really very well informed about, you know, the reality of what's going on in the world. There was one lady that had, they were talking about riots or something, and the guy said, well, yeah, there was these riots, I guess Ferguson riots or something they were talking about. And she asked if they were paid to riot, and the guy didn't have a clue. He goes, I don't think so. I'm not sure. But everybody knows that George Soros is funding all that, and there were other things, you know. It's just...
So you didn't like a camping festival that somebody put together because the speakers you disagreed with. That didn't answer Michelle's question in any way, shape, or form, Steve.
I just thought that they weren't very educated to be...
What special skills or talent?
Apparently it's whining, Michelle. I think that's his...
I mean, I'm not a big fan of Porkfest either.
Me neither.
But that really has nothing to do... Porkfest has absolutely zero to do...
I haven't been in 2 years.
...with either living in New Hampshire or with the New Hampshire government.
Right. It's one... One festival that somebody throws that some people attend.
And I'm sure that the state of New Hampshire isn't any more of a fan of Porkfest than I am, so that
right.
isn't really a complaint about New Hampshire.
Going if you'd like.
Well, you still haven't answered Michelle's question. No, I don't want to keep going through your laundry list of the things you're complaining about, okay? I'd like to have you answer Michelle's question, if you can.
Okay. Go ahead.
What special skills, talents, or activism have you brought from Michigan here to New Hampshire so that you can participate in the project and you can be a participant?
Okay, and why would I want to be a participant in a project here? I might have liked to had I not noticed all these faulty things that you guys claim with your free state.
Oh, so you're just a whining, sniveling beta, non-like, I, you say you're married. Do you get an erection? How can you be? You're not even a man.
Thank you.
I mean, I also want to point out that you're like calling Free Talk Live to complain about the Free State Project, which is really weird. That's like calling Israel to complain about Palestine. Like, okay.
Okay, so this guy has called, I think, with different names. And he called previously because he had some kind of business with, like, Rednet Gear or something that he started up there, and he was complaining, of course, because somebody else was in town who was doing the same thing before he was, and I guess they didn't like it very much, so he claims somebody pushed him at a fireworks show because they were the competition or whatever. And so, I mean, it's just constant complaining from this guy, because he'd also called and complained about Porkfest previously. He didn't seem to really understand what the Free State Project was. I think he's just sort of...
Well, he's a troll, and he's not even a good one.
Some really horrible advertising about getting people to sign without actually telling them what it is. And
I don't think he's a signer. I don't think this guy was... I already disconnected the call. But,
yeah, he's
enough,
also
but.
Not a participant. He's like, why would I want to be a participant in a project that I haven't, you know... It's like, well, if you didn't vet things out before,
right.
That's on you, buddy.
For sure.
But
yeah, I just moved across the country... Because somebody told me to, without any investigation whatsoever.
And somebody told me it was a free state, and it turns out it's not.
I believed that there was just an anarchist state, which doesn't even make any sense. And then I found out they had car registration, so I'm done.
Yeah.
He needs to listen to some Jordan Peterson YouTube videos and learn how to, like, some personal responsibility and how to be a man. Man up, dude.
Yeah, I mean, look, I can understand people getting, you know, mixed message or not understanding what's really happening here. And he's never really sounded crystal clear on what this, this movement is. For those that don't know, and I'm not a Free State Project participant. I resigned from the Free State Project 2 years ago at this point, or a year and a half ago. And that was over some other controversy. But regardless, the Free State Project is part of a larger New Hampshire freedom migration of people who care about liberty and who want to move all into the same place, which is already a freer place than where he's from, Michigan, by the way.
So even if car registration, and he's talking about having 2 and 3 cars, even if car registration was $1,000 a car, okay, so then take out income tax, take out sales tax, take out all this other BS you're going to pay in any other state.
The overall tax burden is lower.
But if you're going to talk about which one is worse.
Right. The overall tax burden in New Hampshire is lower than other states. It's just a fact, because the government here isn't as large as other states. There's still a government, though. I mean, it'd be great if there wasn't, but there is. And, one of the things we're working towards is trying to reduce the size and the scope and the impact and the expense of that government. But that's a long, brutal process. He talked about the car inspections. Well, there have been legislators who have proposed either eliminating the car inspections entirely or making them once every 2 years instead of once a year. And so there are, proposals in the works to try to change these things. But you don't get there by whining about it. You don't get there by complaining about it. You get there by contacting the local state representatives in your area and, talking to them and trying to convince them about this particular issue. Or you get around it by not registering your cars in New Hampshire in the first place. Registered in Michigan or something like that.
There were two factions kind of that had emerged in 2010 when I came. I think it started happening shortly before, because Bitcoin became that was something that was brought to us early 2011.
Right.
And so the idea of having peer-to-peer money that did not involve the state was like a huge boost to the idea of agorism. So the Free State Project initially, from what I recall, was people, like Ron Paul sort of supporter people who would come here and there was going to be the ratio of population to legislators. We were going to be able to vote our way to more freedom. And then agorists were going to also do parallel freedom activism within
that. Agorism is the underground economy, basically. People just kind
free
of
market,
doing their own
a real
thing
free market.
Without asking permission. So there's a lot that's happening here. In New Hampshire, again, according to the Freedom in the 50 States, go to freedominthe50states.org. You can see the numbers. They've crunched the numbers, and there's a lot of numbers there. I mean, New Hampshire's number one, Michigan, number 24. Sorry.
Oops.
More coming up here.
Earlier this year, after many years of conflict over the direction of Bitcoin, the creators of Bitcoin Cash did just what they were told to do. They forked off. Now there are two Bitcoins, the one that is run by the big bank Passies, and Bitcoin Cash, the one that stays true to the creator's vision. Bitcoin Cash has surprised many with its relevancy and staying power, and the price reflects it. If you believe that Bitcoin was meant to be a low-cost, easy-to-use, peer-to-peer currency that could bring economic freedom to the world, you need Bitcoin Cash. Get your Bitcoin Cash wallet right now at Bitcoin.com.
If your dog has shedding, dry skin, excessive scratching, I would recommend Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega fish oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Dinovite.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Join us here. The toll free number is 855-453, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype here. Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in the studio, you've got Ian.
Melanie.
And Michelle.
So you can talk about anything that you want. We're going to go right back into your calls and thoughts. But
might be mean to you, though.
Well, I mean, that guy just didn't stop whining, and he just didn't stop talking either, so it was hard to even have a conversation with him. But he's not the first person who's moved to New Hampshire with misunderstandings about what was going on here. Mm. I remember years ago there was a couple that moved up here who were expecting that we, in the Keene area, because that's where they moved to, that we were going to have a job and a house waiting for them when they got here. And they thought that free state meant they were going to get everything for free.
No way.
Yeah, that's really what they thought. They came up here. They left a message on Perk 411, which is this messaging voicemail system. I left a message on it today, actually, to let people know that we were going to have a guest in town. I didn't say who, but because I wasn't sure if you wanted that known.
Thank you.
But I left a message there, and the message gets blasted out to maybe a few hundred recipients around the state. And that way people can kind of know what's going on. It's a way to contact and reach people without, you know, Facebook or something like that. In fact, it predates Facebook. It's been here for like a decade. And this guy calls up Pork 411 to complain about the fact that he did not have a job waiting for him and that there was not somebody to give him a free house
to
stay in.
Was he mentally ill?
Yes, he's definitely mentally ill. Yeah. He actually has threatened violence against the Keene activists in the past. He's threatened to shoot us with a Mosin Nagant. And he sits in his he's got a diaper fetish and sits in his – yeah. He's got a YouTube channel, so it's not like, you know, I'm outing somebody who's not public. But But so, yeah, so they really did think that free state meant free things. That
At one point, they were paying people to get signers, so people were kind of saying whatever they had to say to get the $20.
I don't know how he found out about it, but anyway, I think they're still up here living in a welfare house or something like that.
Oh, my.
So it's not uncommon.
So they are living for free in a way.
Supposedly. Mm-hmm. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We got Jim. He's in Concord, New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jim.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, Jim. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just wanted to talk about how your people with the Free State Project.
Aren't you the same guy who just called
negative
in?
Negative about the Free State movement.
Didn't you just call
okay,
in?
Okay, so the Free State Project banned Free Talk Live. So your argument is completely incoherent.
Well, I just wanted to mention that because you're talking and trying to support the Free State Project and talking.
No,
it up.
Actually, you can't. Apparently, you can't even listen. So we don't support the Free State Project. I said I resigned from the Free State Project. I support the idea of libertarians and voluntarists moving to New Hampshire, hopefully ones that aren't whiny, moving to New Hampshire and actually, like, doing things rather than complaining. But let me tell you, there's plenty of them like Jim or Steve or whatever his name is. There are plenty of people who just love to complain. They love to find somebody's activism that they don't like and complain about it. Michelle, you had your share of haters. I've certainly had my share of mine. Anybody that gets out there and puts themselves out there and, you know, takes a risk and does something publicly to try to achieve more freedom in our lifetime, they're going to have a bunch of critics, people who either hate them because they had the guts to do what they didn't have to, to do
jealousy
themselves.
Jealousy and envy.
Yeah, absolutely. And then,
laziness. I mean, this guy here that's on the phone sounds like an incredibly lazy POS. I'm searching for words that I'm allowed to say.
Well, right, because it's always easier to complain about other people than do something on your own, than try to actually, you know, influence.
Easier is not better.
Indeed. Indeed. And so, anyway, Jim, we only have one call per night or whatever your name is, so please, you can please respect those rules, and you're welcome to call any other night of the week with more of your complaints. We'd love to hear you then. Thank you for the call tonight. Let's go to Dave Ridley, somebody who's been here a lot longer than this guy. Dave, you were one of the first movers for the Free State Project back in, like, 2003, 2004?
Yes, and hi, Michelle.
Hi, Dave Ridley. Wow.
Welcome back.
Oh, it's really nice. Thanks for calling in and saying hi. You've always been one of my favorites, and I love the videos that you did, and you always really were really cordial in how you would chase officials down in parking lots and film them, I appreciate you.
So, Dave.
I appreciate me too.
This is Dave Ridley, by the way, from RidleyReport.com. As I said, one of the earliest movers for this New Hampshire freedom migration that, again, the Free State Project is only a part of. There's also the Shire Society, which is a decentralized movement of libertarians. There's no board of directors. There's no membership roles. There's nothing like that with the Shire Society. It's just an encouraging of people to move here who care about freedom and then encouraging them to sign the Shire Society Declaration, which many of us have
Seventh person to sign it.
That's right. You were there back in the day at Porkfest when
Porkfest
was fun and a really great event way back when. But Dave, you know, you probably were on hold at the very least while this guy was complaining about his experience here and obviously misunderstanding what was really happening here. You've been here for a long time. I mean, what are your thoughts on the relative freedom of New Hampshire compared to elsewhere?
Well, I mean, I always like to say that in 2001, when the Free State Project got off the ground and their Yahoo group was its first day or two in existence, this would have been in late July 2001. It only took 2 days. Like the sun only had to come up and go down twice or four times or whatever that is before people figured out that this race was New Hampshire's to lose. And
I voted for Montana, I think, though.
Really?
Yeah, I did.
I voted for New Hampshire and then Wyoming after that. New Hampshire, Wyoming, Alaska was my top three.
I actually copied and pasted maybe 10 years ago. I copied and pasted those initial posts, and it's pretty insightful. But people, about half the posts seem to kind of point to New Hampshire and they immediately got it. Mm-hmm. And from then on, there was just nothing else that could catch up with it. New Hampshire just rises to the top automatically in any check of the nation's freedom, in which states have the most freedom.
It's not in every category. If you go to freedominthe50states.org, overall, New Hampshire is the number one most free. But they actually break it down into multiple categories: fiscal, regulatory, personal, economic, lawsuit, land, marriage, education, occupational, victimless, and health insurance. Actually, there's even more after that. There's labor, alcohol, asset forfeiture, gambling, tobacco, guns, cannabis, cable, and incarceration. So these are all the categories that they looked at when they were trying to figure out which states are the most free. So, for instance, under, let's see, economic, New Hampshire is still, it's number five in overall economic freedom. But overall total, New Hampshire is number one. So when you look at all of the categories together, New Hampshire wins. But it's, you know, it's not perfect in every single category. There's a lot of work to be done. And that's the reason why we came here, was to take an already very free place compared to the rest of the world and the rest of the country and make it even more free by bringing libertarian doers, the people who are the ones who are willing to actually, you know, put the pedal to the metal, put their nose to the grindstone, hit the streets, you know, do the things that it takes to actually influence society in a and government in a different direction.
Also, I would say that Granite Staters, because I did know some people from New Hampshire back in like Lake Tahoe who were skiers, and they'd gone out there, and they were all very freedom oriented. And I would say that Granite Staters, compared to like the tri-state people, are independent, self-reliant, they're neighborly, they're cordial. So what I've found in living in all these different places around the country is that there are definitely personalities to and cultural norms to an area.
Yeah, it's a different place.
And when I think about my experience, like I think I was in jail 5 years ago this last weekend, and for in lieu of paying fines. So the difference between how I was treated at Keene Spiritual Center.
The Keene Spiritual Retreat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Versus my son, who when he was in New Jersey, he was, he had filmed some cops and got,
oh boy.
Yeah, and he got fined, and then he didn't pay the fine, so he went to jail.
Really?
I was ill.
Which son?
Faisal, of course, yeah. Yeah.
So he went to jail for how long?
He was in there a few different times, actually. Mm-hmm. But this one in particular, this one time, they were holding him, even though he had enough money in his pocket to pay for his fine. They didn't tell him that he could do that until after he'd already given his clothes and he was in his jail clothes, blah, blah, blah. And he was waiting to get hold of me. But he told them that he was gluten intolerant, and he gets very sick. He lost 7 pounds in 3 days versus me. They let me out 2 days early because I was the nice lady that they couldn't see incarcerating.
Well, I mean, there is a reason why we call it the Keene Spiritual Retreat. Dave, hang on. If you had more you wanted to share, stick with us. We'll bring you back. We can get more of Dave Ridley if he's got time with RidleyReport.com. Your calls and thoughts are certainly welcome. You can bring up anything that you want. Obviously, Dave thinks it's great here. He stuck around for more than a decade. It's Free Talk Live.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, and real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.